This is Ready, Set, Renovate, a podcast about remodeling your home with a contractor you trust. Daniel Builders builds trust in five ways, and one of those ways is competence. Doing competent work means you'll likely be entrusted with more work. Why? Because people trust those who know what they're doing. Kevin Schreiber has that reputation when it comes to laying tile. He's an expert and a true artisan in his field, and Kevin began honing his trade decades ago. His level of competence when it comes to laying tile has made many a homeowner thrilled with their bathrooms and backsplashes. So let's get to it.
Well, Daniel Builders, we're privileged to work with some incredible craftsmen from everything from cabinetry to tile. And they're the guys that have the expertise. They're the guys that come into our projects and apply their skill and make our projects look really good. And on this particular episode, I'm privileged to have Kevin Schreiber joining me for this conversation. Kevin is a tile guru, if I might say so myself. We have some beautiful pictures of Kevin's work, and through this episode, we'll bring them up. But you've helped make some of our projects look spectacular. And we're really grateful for the expertise you bring to the table when it comes to a design, build, guide, design, build, renovation that we produce here at Daniel Builders. And so I just wanted to pick your brain a little bit, Kevin. Tell us about how you got into tile laying. Was that something that was like a love at first sight kind of deal, or was it?
I've been doing this for a long time. And back then, you kind of followed your parents, I guess. My father was a roofer. So summer breaks, that's what I did at school. And then his brother-in-law was a tile installer, and he needed some help. So I helped him, and that was a whole lot better than roofing. And here I am.
So you knew it was better than roofing, and that was an appeal, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Interesting.
And I enjoy it, and I always did. So
How long ago was that?
40 years.
40 years worth of tile laying. So yeah. you are a Picasso
when it comes.
You have developed an expertise. How do you stay at a high level when it comes to producing, you know, beautiful kitchen backsplashes or beautiful bathrooms? Are you most critical of yourself and like trying to ensure that you're staying at that high level of producing?
Definitely say most critical of myself. I can pick things out of my own work all the time and look back and say how I would do things different. Experience. Experience helps. And the only way to get experience is to do it and working every day.
Yeah.
This is what I do. This is all.
So to get to that level, I'm sure through the years you learn some hard lessons too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, there's so many different materials out there in everything. And now more than ever, the newer stuff that's coming out and ways to set it for me to work around. I've kept up. I've done some Sluder courses. I try to pay attention. If I have an issue, I'll ask the local tile shops.
Yeah,
they're knowledgeable. They know what their products are, and so
that's a big part of it. Keeping up with the new trends and what's coming out and the new products and everything.
Yeah, and you know, working with a lot of the older stuff, the natural stones and
some of the more tried and true.
Right. And just knowing it, you know, what, how to set it up when you see it, where to start. And of course, layout is always crucial, most important.
Now, you said you were critical of your own work, which a true expert often is. You know, their own flaws stand out. When you're evaluating somebody else's tile work, tell us some of the flaws that tend to just kind of grate on you. Like, oh man, they could have did this different.
Most important is layout, you know, centering things that, but then finish, you know, the actual finished product, straight lines, which is simple enough, draw a lot of lines. finishing edges. Guys think they can just cut them and stick them, whereas you're supposed to dress the edges of the tile, make it clean, like it looks like an actual piece of tile.
Mm. So before you actually lay it, you're working on that piece of tile.
Right. Each piece, even the ones you're not cutting, you know, has to land in the right spot, has to work with everything around it.
Yeah.
Whether it's shaded or it's got a vein or it's just got some movement to it.
Sure.
So, I focus on every piece.
Yeah. When it comes to projects, what would you say is the most difficult tile laying project to do or that you've done?
I would say the difficult for most people would be things like penny rounds because they're so thin.
And they can be brittle too, I'm sure, right?
Right. And when I say thin, that means you have to have enough thin set to hold them there, but enough room to put grout in it to finish the product and make it look nice.
Sure.
And stay there. And then, of course, glass tile is another one. Cutting it properly, just setting it properly, filling everything and making it right.
As far as tile distributors or tile vendors, do you see a lot of them? Are you working with a lot of tile that's coming in from overseas, or are you working with a lot that's
there's a lot of overseas. I think that's the nature of tile. But there are some companies right here in the U.S. that do.
So you're working with all of it, though.
Yes.
It could come from any number of places, I guess.
I'm fortunate, again, experience. So I've worked with so much of it throughout the years that it's not much that's new to me.
Sure.
It may have a different texture or feel.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it comes down to how it should be set, why it should be set, where it should be set.
Oh, yeah?
I'm pretty
good. It's all pretty much going to be the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it comes to me, so.
Yeah. Well, tile can get expensive. You can have some, we're talking about overseas tile, you can get some pricing that is extremely high per square foot.
Right.
Tell us maybe the most expensive or the highest of the high end that you've worked with when it comes to tile.
Well, custom order, I would say, mosaics. I did an inlay of marble mosaics that were custom cut for the client right here in Greenville, actually. And it was shipped overseas. And, of course, there was some trouble with the shipping, whether it was bugs or something on the ship. So the container took forever.
Oh, no.
We're talking 6 months, 8 months to get the material. And it was insanely expensive.
Yeah.
It was custom cut for the client.
They had to make the purchase over there. Then they had to cut it here.
It's a lot of planning.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, they had to make the purchase, I guess here they cut it.
Oh, there. I see. Okay.
Shipped it here.
Where they cut it.
Where I had to finish it and install it and just make it work.
Sure.
That was probably one of the roughest ones. Right. And one for you guys was Daniel Builders.
Yeah.
Triangles, the shower.
Oh, yeah.
Did with triangles.
Yeah.
Three or four or five different colors the homeowners wanted. It read random for me. It was a very big shower. But then the homeowners got involved, which is great for me because I like to hear what they, what they think. But it came down to, can you lay out the whole wall? It took the whole master bathroom floor to lay it out.
Yeah.
And I had left a bench there that I usually use my tile cutter on so I could stand on it and see that I had it laid out right.
Yeah.
And took pictures. And the homeowners actually changed some colors and things like that. And I, again, took pictures. And then when we're doing the project, they said, "Oh, you better not get one wrong because the designer and my wife were were here, you know, laying out the colors. And I said, I took pictures. Nice. I stood on that table.
Yeah, you were pictures. Prepared. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, how do you keep from having too much waste or having too little tile? I mean, there's a real science to that, right?
That is a tough one because everything is different. You get the tiles are coming out. They're so big nowadays from 1 foot to 2 foot size pieces to 24 by 48. Recently, 16 by 48. And you
that is big.
Yeah, you can't say I have a 120 square foot shower. So that means I need X amount of pieces and add 10% because, well, if I break one piece or make a cut, just a nick, I don't want to use that piece.
Yeah.
I'm using pieces of it somewhere else,
sure.
But I'm losing a lot.
And that whole piece is gone.
There's a lot of waste.
Yeah.
Right. And mosaics, the same thing. Mosaics being, you know, tile on a sheet where there's a lot of little pieces. You need more for that because you don't want to end up laying individual pieces.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot do that as
tedious.
Well as they put it on the sheet.
That makes sense.
And get it smooth and flat and finished. And
yeah.
Right. So those, as far as shortage, well, again, look at a room, a small room with two windows in it and a door and a closet. Every tile is cut except for three, you know, so 10% is not going to do it.
Yeah.
For waste. You need to think about those things.
Yeah. There's a lot of planning that goes into to tile laying. What would you know, as far as guys who want to get into that trade, younger guys, you have a wealth of knowledge after 40 years, in the trade. Mm-hmm. How would you, if you could advise or coach anybody that wants to develop their tile laying skill set, what are some ways they can do that?
I think just like anything, let me see, be consistent.
Sure.
Do it every day. Of course, take whatever classes or nowadays you have
everything YouTube. Yeah. YouTube is a teacher of so many people.
Yeah, it is. It is. But nowadays, everybody wants to be in construction as far as a tradesman, and they think they can watch YouTube, and all of a sudden they are the
they
greatest.
Got the 40 years experience, right?
Right.
They not got so much. Yeah.
Not so much. I think you have to work for a company that has done it, and really, there should be a period of time that you have to do this
mm-hmm.
before you can say, "Hey, I'm a tile guy."
Is there certifications that are legitimate in the industry?
Certifications that are legitimate. Tile Council of North America. Not many people do it. And they do it right here in South Carolina in Anderson.
Interesting. Wow.
But for the most part, just like being a cabinet guy or a framer, you just get out there and do it.
Yeah, that's where you learn, right?
That's where you learn. That's right. That's right.
And sometimes those lessons are through the mistakes that you make and having to redo something, right?
That's right. But, you know, working with a good... with good companies or good people around you, you learn that a lot easier because if something's all of a sudden not feeling right or not, somebody will say something.
Sure.
The guys that are around you that are knowledgeable, even if they're not the tile guy or if it were a painter, hey, I can see this joint or whatever. And if you look at it and say, hey, I see that joint too, you're right.
Yeah.
Fix it right then and there. Why wait?
Absolutely.
Why wait
having,
for somebody?
Having a level of humility to actually receive that feedback as you're learning.
Exactly.
I'm sure an important part of it.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, I really appreciate you being on with us today. Obviously, the knowledge that you have in this area is quite extensive, and the product of what you do is out there through this podcast. You've seen some of the pictures of it. Just want to say thank you, and thank you guys for listening in today. Until next time.
We're delighted you tuned in for today's episode of Ready, Set, Renovate, your guide design build resource. Are you ready for your home to undergo a transformation? We'd love to talk to you about it. Visit us at danielbuilders.com and tell us about the home renovation you envision. In the meantime, subscribe to Ready, Set, Renovate, and we'll keep the renovation inspiration coming.